Chapter 2. But also regarding the copy of the command, I think that its insertion will not be unprofitable. For the king's magnificence will also be more clearly manifested by it, as God gives him strength to bring this salvation to vast multitudes. Now it was as follows.
By order of the king, everyone who served our father's expeditions in the regions of Syria and Phoenicia, and who in their advance upon the country of the Judeans became masters of any Judean bodies whom they transported into either the city or the country, or sold to someone else, but also any such captives who were there prior to the advance, or were subsequently brought in. Anyone who holds such persons are required to release them at once, receiving 20 drachmas as the price per individual. Indeed, in the case of soldiers, such money will be added to their salaries, but in the case of the remainder, from the royal bank. For we believe that these prisoners were taken contrary to our father's will, and in a manner against all fairness, but that both the destruction of their country and the transportation of the Judeans into Egypt was a hasty act of military rashness. For the spoil which fell to the soldiers along the plain was sufficient for them. For this reason, the enslavement of these humans is absolutely unreasonable. Therefore, we have a reputation of dispensing righteousness to all humans, but all the more to those who are enslaved without good reason. And our overall aim is to promote both the righteousness and the piety in all things. Therefore, we have ordered that all Judean bodies in slavery everywhere in the kingdom, for whatever reason, shall be released, and that their owners receive the payment laid down above, and that no one shall act leisurely in these matters. But within 3 days following the publication of this command, the owners shall furnish registers of slaves to those appointed over these matters, and give immediate details of these individuals. For we have also concluded that it is in the interest of ourselves and our affairs that this matter shall be accomplished. But anyone who wishes may bring a message to me concerning those who refuse to be compliant, on the understanding that he will assume the office of the accused if he was shown to be liable. But the possessions of such men shall be appropriated into the royal bank.
This command was submitted to the king for his perusal. It was identical in all other respects, except for the clause,
but also any such captives who were there prior to the advance, or were subsequently brought in,
which the king added with his own hand, showing his magnificence and magnanimity. He also directed that a generous gift of expenses should be divided among the adjutants of the legions and the royal bankers. Once the matter was decided, it was implemented in 7 days. Now the gift amounted to more than 660 talents, for even a large number of children at the breast were set free, together with their mothers. And when the question was raised whether 20 drachmas should be given for these, the king directed that this should also be done, thereby completely accomplishing every detail of his decision. Now when this had been completed, he directed Demetrius to report on the transcription of the Judean books. For all measures were taken by these kings, by means of ordinances and in great security, and with no trace of negligence nor carelessness. And for this reason, I have inserted the copies of the report and of the letters, as well as the number of presents sent, and the condition of each, because each of them was outstanding in magnificence and skill. Now the copy of the report is as follows.
Demetrius to the great king. Your order, O king, concerned the collection of missing books needed to complete the library, and of items which fell short of the requisite condition. And since I have given highest priority and attention to these matters, I now have the following report to lay before you. Books of the law of the Judeans, together with a few others, are missing from the library. For these works are written in Hebraic characters and language. But according to the report of the experts, they have been transcribed somewhat carelessly and not as they should be, for they have never been made with any sort of royal foreknowledge. Now it is necessary that these works should also be made into an accurate version for your library, because this legislation, as could be expected from its divine nature, is also very philosophical and uncontaminated. For this reason, both writers and poets and the whole multitude of historians have been reluctant to refer to the previously mentioned books and to the men who have lived in accordance with them, because their conception of life is so pure and solemn, as Hecataios of Abdera declares. Therefore, if you approve, O king, a letter shall be written to the chief priest at Jerusalem, asking him to dispatch men of the most beautiful lives and who are elders, skilled in matters pertaining to their law, 6 in number from each tribe, in order that after a thorough examination of the text agreed by the majority, and having achieved an accurate translation, we may produce an outstanding version in a manner worthy even of the contents and of your purpose. May you be prosperous in every way.
Now on receiving this report, the king directed a letter to be written to Eleazar concerning these matters, also giving an account of the ransom of the Judean prisoners. But he also provided 50 talents of gold and 70 talents of silver, and a large quantity of precious stones for the fashioning of both cups and bowls and a table and libation vessels. He directed the treasurers to allow the artisans to select whatever materials they might require for the purpose. He also commanded that 100 monetary talents be sent for sacrifices and for other requirements. Now, we will show you the details concerning the provisions after we have given the copies of the letters. Now the king's letter was of the following pattern.
King Ptolemaios, to Eleazar, the high priest. Greetings and good health. It is a fact that a large number of the Judeans settled in our country after being uprooted from Jerusalem by the Persians during the time of their ascendancy. And more also came with our father into Egypt as prisoners. He put many of them into the military forces on generous wages. And in the same way, having judged the veterans to be trustworthy, he set up establishments which he handed over to them, to prevent the Egyptians from feeling any apprehension on their account. And having now inherited the throne, we adopt a more liberal attitude to all our subjects, and more especially to your citizens. We have freed more than 100,000 prisoners, paying to their captors the price in silver proportionate to their rank. We also make amends for any damage caused by the violence of the multitude. We decided to do this as a religious obligation, making of it a thank offering to the Most High God, who has preserved the kingdom for us in peace and highest renown throughout the world. Those at the peak of their youth we have drafted into the army, and those who are able to be at our court, being worthy of confidence in our household, we have put in charge of some ministries. It is our wish to grant favors to them, and to all the Judeans throughout the world, including future generations. We have accordingly decided that your law shall be translated into Greek characters from what you call the Hebrew characters, in order that they too should take their place with us in our library with the other royal books. Therefore, you will act well and in a manner worthy of our zeal by selecting elders of exemplary lives, experienced in the law and with the ability to translate it, 6 from each tribe, so that an agreed version may be found from the large majority, in view of the great importance of the matters under consideration. We believe that the completion of this project will win us high reputation. We have dispatched on this business Andreas of the chief bodyguard, and Aristeus, men held in high esteem by you, to confer with you. They bring with them first fruits of offerings for the temple, and 100 talents of silver for sacrifices and the other requirements. Write to us on any matters you wish, and your request will be gratified. You will also be performing an act worthy of friendship, for what you choose will be carried out with utmost speed. Farewell.
In reply to this letter, Eleazar wrote in acceptance as follows.
Eleazar, the chief priest, sends greetings to his dear friend, King Ptolemaios. Good health to you and to your sister, Queen Arsinoe, and to your children. If that is so, it would be well and as we wish. We too are in good health. On receipt of your letter, we rejoiced greatly because of your purpose and noble plan. Therefore, we collected together the whole multitude and read it to them, that they might know about your piety toward our God. We also showed them the vessels which you sent, 20 of silver and 30 of gold, 5 cups, and a table for offering, and 100 talents of silver for the performance of the sacrifices and the furnishings of the temple requirements. These gifts were brought by 2 men highly esteemed by you, Andreas and Aristeas, gentlemen of integrity, outstanding in education, worthy in every respect of your conduct and justice. These men communicated your messages to us, and they received a reply from me in agreement with what you wrote. Everything which is to your advantage, even if it is unnatural, we will carry out. This is a sign of friendship and love. You have also bestowed great, unexpected benefits upon our citizens in many ways. Therefore, we offered sacrifices without delay for you, your sister, your children, and your friends. The whole multitude made supplication that your plans might prosper continually, and that God, the ruler of all, should preserve your kingdom in peace and glory, and that the translation of the sacred law should prove advantageous to you and be carried out successfully. In the presence of the whole assembly, we selected elders, honorable men and true, 6 from each tribe, whom we have sent with the law in their possession. Therefore, once the translation of the books is complete, it will be a noble deed, O righteous king, if you command that these men be restored to us again in safety. Farewell. The names of the men are as follows. First tribe, Joseph, Hezekiah, Zechariah, Yohanan, Hezekiah, Elisha. Second tribe, Judah, Simon, Samuel, Adai, Mattathiah, Ashlemiah. Third tribe, Nehemiah, Joseph, Theodosios, Besiah, Ornaiah, Dakis. Fourth tribe, Jonathan, Abri, Elisha, Hananiah, Zechariah, Hilkiah. Fifth tribe, Isaac, Jacob, Yeshua, Shabbatai, Simon, Levi. Sixth tribe, Judah, Joseph, Simon, Zechariah, Samuel, Shelemiah. Seventh tribe, Shabbatai, Zedekiah, Jacob, Isaac, Yeshaya, Natthai. Eighth tribe, Theodosios, Jason, Yeshua, Theodotos, Yohanan, Jonathan. Ninth tribe, Theophilos, Abram, Arsam, Jason, Endemiah, Daniel. 10th tribe, Jeremiah, Eleazar, Zechariah, Benaiah, Elisha, Dathai. 11th tribe, Samuel, Joseph, Judah, Jonathan, Caleb, Dositheos. 12th tribe, Isael, Yohanan, Theodosios, Arsam, Abates, Ezekiel. 72 in all.